Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay. Part 1.
Alright, part 1. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English.
With, of course, English idiom. And now is the review time for the one we learned yesterday, which was...
Yesterday's idiom was...Many hands make light work.
众人拾柴火焰高 Many hands make light work.
Alright.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Today's idiom is many moons ago. Many moons ago. Moons. M-O-O-N-S. Ago. A-G-O. Many moons ago.
But Sam, hold on. I know there's only one moon in the world. How come you say...Many moons.
Well, it's many moons ago, so I think we're talking about maybe a period of time, not so much the moon itself.
我们知道呢，月亮只有一个，但是在今天的 idiom 里面呢，出现了一个 many moons, 很多月亮。它是不是在说天上有很多的月亮呢？当然不是。它本身的意思是什么呢？我和 Sam 做一个简短的一个 demonstration to show how we use many moons ago.
Here we go.
Hey, Sam, I heard you were going to play professional basketball. You were very good.
Well, that's true, but that was many moons ago when I was just getting into college.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 40, that was about 20 years ago.
So what happened?
Well, you see, the scouters found me. They thought I played really well.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to give me a scholarship and everything.
That's great.
But then I injured my shoulder.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, the doctor said, Sam, I hate to tell you this, but there's no way you can play professional basketball, play for the NBA.
Oh.
So my dreams were shattered.
Right, you've got to be heartbroken.
I was. And it took me about a year to kind of get out of my depression.
Yeah.
But you know what?My mom told me, hey, everything's going to be okay. You are talented in other ways. And that's kind of why I got into law.
All right.
So, well, I'm happy to be here, working here now. And, well, all the baseball is just, well, it's just a game, right?
Right. Now you're a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
刚才我们提到了这个 idiom, many moons ago. 那么故事情节是什么呢？我听说 Sam...很久很久以前他的篮球打得非常好马上就可能要打 NBA 的职业篮球赛了 Professional Basketball 但是呢有一件事情发生了他受伤了受伤之后呢可能就不能再打篮球所以呢他不得不停下篮球这件事情然后呢改学法律了 Sam 说到呢打 NBA 这件事情呢是发生在20年前的这件事情了是很久很久以前的事情所以他用到这个词组呢 many moons ago
Okay, so many moons ago is just kind of a cute way of saying or a different way of saying a long time ago
Right, because we use a lot of long time ago when we tell a story
Yeah, that's right
And particularly between mom and a child
A mom and a childIn storybooks,、
mm-hmm.
in movies, yeah, we see that a long, long time ago,、
right.
blah, 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 something happened.
In storytelling and movie.
So this is a different way you can say the same thing.
Could you give us some other expressions which means many moons ago?
Besides a long time ago, many moons ago, we also say ages ago.
Ages ago.
Yes, A-G-E-S, ages.
Right.那么表示很久很久以前除了我们今天讲到了 many moons ago 呢还有其他的一些表示方法比如说 long long time ago 大家都知道的还有呢 ages ago A-G-E-S 注意了一定后面加一个 S ages ago 也表示很久很久以前
So there's a couple different ways First you can start a story by sayingLong time ago, or many moons ago. Or another good way is if someone says, Hey, what about this or that? And you reply by saying, Well, that was many moons ago, many ages ago.
我们今天学到了这个 many moons ago 呢可以用在 对话当中来使用，来作为一个事情的一个回答。比如说一个人问你这个事情是什么时候发生的，你可以回答呢 many moons ago。 但是呢 long long time ago 一般呢是用在故事的开始， long long time ago there was something, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that's for today's idiom study, and now let's go to part two of today's show, which is
Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, you know, Maya is one of the mystery in the world right now.
Okay.
And besides Maya, there are still some mysteries as well in some other part of the world.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about the Mayan people today.
Right, Maya is over, is finished.
Oh, great.
And today we will have some other mysteries for us.
Ooh, so I wonder where we're going next.
Right, so before we go to some other mysteries, now let's check the vocab first.
Okay, today's first word for Hit the Books is monument. Monument. M-O-N-U-M-E-N-T. Monument.
今天的第一个单词呢 monument 翻译成中文是碑或者纪念碑的意思。
Next is the word site. Site. S-I-T-E. Site.
第二个单词 site 翻译成中文是地址或场址或者是施工的一个地方叫 site。
Now it sounds just like our eyesight, S-I-G-H-T, but of course different spelling.
Right, 大家注意了，它和我们原来学到的那个 S-I-G-H-T, 我们说我们的视野，那个单词呢，发音是一样的，但是它的意思是完全不同的两个单词。
Next we have the word way, way, W-E-I-G-H, way.
下一个单词呢是一个动词，表示一个东西它的重量是多少。但是大家注意了，这个重量呢是一个动词。比如说 something weighs 50 kilos, 一个东西它的称重是比如说50公斤。我们原来学到的是一个名词是 weight, 表示说重量或者是一个人的体重。后面有一个呢 T, 它的发音呢是 weight。
Yes, and so when we go to the grocery store and we want to buy some fruit or vegetables, usually we have to weigh them to see how much they are.
Right, 所以呢我们在超市买水果或蔬菜的时候呢需要对这些东西呢进行称重，那么这个动词呢叫 weigh.
Next is the word formation. Formation. F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Formation.
下一个单词 formation 翻译成中文是阵型，可以指呢一个方队，或可以由人构成的一个阵型，也可以由其他物体构成的一个阵型，英文叫 formation。 因为这个单词的一个部分，这个 form 是形状的意思，所以 formation 呢翻译成阵型的意思。
So formation is usually put at the back. So for example, you have like a circular formation, or when you see ducks flying, they usually fly in a VFormation.
有的时候呢我们看到这个 formation 用在我们的体育运动会的时候，比如说大家做的这个团体操所做的一个 formation 一个编队，或者刚才 Sam 提到了有些动物它在迁徙在行走的时候，比如在天上飞在地下走的时候呢会有按照一定的队形进行前进，那么这个词呢叫做 formation.
Next we have the word statue. Statue. S-T-A-T-U-E.Statue.
下一个单词 statue, 雕像。
Next we have the word crop. Crop. C-R-O-P. Crop.
Crop. 庄稼 means agriculture. 农业的庄稼。
Yes, agriculture. But sometimes we see this word when it comes with pictures. Like if we're editing pictures, you will crop the picture.Meaning you kind of cut down the size.
It's a computer jargon, right?
Computer jargon, or if you like to use Photoshop, PS, right?
Right.
You know, PS, then that is a word you'll use commonly, crop. Okay, next we have the word alien. Alien. A-L-I-E-N. Alien.
这单词呢我们原来讲过，表示是外星人，但有的时候呢也可以指外国人 alien. 有的时候比如说看到外国人的居住证叫 alien,something, alien permit, alien certificate,
But I've noticed those have been changed.
Really?
Yes.
It sounds weird, right?
It sounds weird, and when foreigners see that, they bust out laughing. Aha! They're calling us aliens. But it's true, because if someone is there illegally, we call them illegal alien.
我们国内一些发给外国人的一些证件上面呢，会用这个单词 alien 表示外国人的意思。那么这个词呢，往往呢，外国人看到之后会觉得很别扭，会笑起来，因为这 alien 呢，更指的是一种外星人的意思。
And another interesting way of using alien, if you say something is alien, that can mean it's foreign to you. You don't really understand it or know much about it.
Right.
Next is the word flatten. Flatten. F-L-A-T-T-E-N. Flatten.
下一个单词是一个动词，这个动词呢是由形容词 flat 扁平的加 t-e-n 变过来的，变成了把一个东西呢给它弄平了， flatten something。 比如说我们一个纸箱子，给它可以 flatten the boxes。
OK, lastly we have the word tornado. Tornado. T-O-R-N-A-D-O. Tornado.
今天最后一个单词呢是龙卷风，tornado.
Okay, so Sam, please, let's look at the first one of nature mysteries. The first mystery we have is Stonehenge in England. This monument has stood in the English countryside for 4,500 years or more. No one knows for sure what the site was used for. Some of the larger stones weigh the same as 10 large elephants.And were moved 30 kilometers. The 80 smaller stones each weigh the same as 2 cars and might have been brought nearly 400 kilometers by water. It must have taken hundreds of people or animals to move the stone.
看看第一个 mystery, 在英格兰巨石镇。这个我们原来讲过，在苏格兰也有一个 Stonehenge, 它也是有很多的大岩石构成。那么在英格兰也有一个巨石镇，它的英文叫 Stonehenge。那么看看它的情况是什么呢？已经存在了4500年。
That's right, 4,500 years or more. So this monument has stood for a long time.
Okay, so what was that for? Why do they have so many stones there?
Yeah, well, actually, that's a mystery. No one really knows for sure what this monument was used for.
Right, so it was something.Very mysterious.
Very mysterious. And what's even more amazing is the weight of many of these stones.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, some of the larger stones weigh the same as 10 large elephants.
那么大家看一看其中的大石头的重量，它的 weight, 它的重量达到了多少呢？相当于十个大象的重量，一个大石头它可能达到了10吨或者20吨的一个重量，是非常沉的一个东西， very heavy.
Very heavy. And there was about 10 of these, and what's even more amazing is that they were moved 30 kilometers. So, I think our idiom, many hands make light work, was probably very useful to the people moving these stones.
需要很多人的力量才能把这么大的一块石头推过来，可以用到我们原来学到的这个词组呢。Many hands make light work.
Now, 80 smaller stones were moved even farther. These are about the same weight as 2 cars, but have probably been moved 400 kilometers.
那么除了十个大石头之外呢，还有80个小石头，虽然我们叫小石头，它的重量也达到了2辆汽车的这个重量，也是非常沉的。
And it's very likely that these stones were moved 400 kilometers in water,
通过水运的方式到达了这个地方。 Why people need these stones?
And why do they need Stonehenge for this monument?
Right, so I was told some of the stonesMaybe in Scotland for astronomical observation to see the sky.
Right, so maybe Stonehenge was used for a similar purpose.
Right, maybe it's for some military purpose, but these stones, I have no clue, no idea. Well, let's move to another.
Okay, next let's talk about the Yonaguni Monument in Japan. This huge formation lies 25 meters underwater off Yonaguni Island in southern Japan. There are other strange things at the site that look like pictures and handwriting. And there is even a rock shaped like the statue on Easter Island. Some scientists believe it was a real city that might have disappeared under the ocean thousands of years ago.
在日本什么地方呢？叫做与那国岛。它有非常神奇的一些石头。这些石头呢，不是在陆地上，而在呢 underwater， 在水下。Why these stones are special?
Okay, well, first of all, like you mentioned, they're 25 meters underwater.
Right.
So why are they underwater? But some other interesting things are...that there are pictures and handwriting on these stones.
This is very fascinating, isn't it?
Yes, that is. And you know what's interesting? There's a rock that's shaped like statues on Easter Island. So what scientists think is that this was a real city that maybe disappeared underwater thousands of years ago.
Right, maybe it was a city or town, and because something happens just...when underneath the water.
Yeah, maybe an earthquake or something happened and the land fell below sea level.
Right.
Okay, now for our third place, let's go back to England, but this time we will talk about crop circles. Every year, hundreds of perfectly shaped crop circles mysteriously appear in the fields of southern England. Some people believe that these huge formations might have been made by aliens, creatures from another planet.However, there have been many stories about people who secretly make these circles with simple tools made from wood and rope. They go into the fields at night and flatten the crops to make patterns. Some scientists also believe that some of the circles could have been made by tornadoes.
Third mystery is still in England.
Yes, but we're talking about crop circles.
那么第三个神秘的地方发生在哪儿呢？在英格兰的南部。这个地方叫什么呢 ？Crop Circle， 翻译成中文是麦田的怪圈。那么麦田里面突然出现了一些非常漂亮的一个图案 ，a kind of a shape. It's very interesting.
Yes, and what's interesting is every year hundreds of these shaped crop circles appear in the fields of southern England. So this is every year, and it's not just one or two; it's hundreds of them.
那么每年都会出现这种情况，所以大家觉得非常非常的好奇，很多人呢去看为什么发生 ，Why happens
every year? Yes, that's right. People aren't really sure, but there are a few ideas. Number one, maybe aliens came and put them there.
第一个猜想是呢，可能是外星人。我们讲到的一个单词 alien， 外星人来这个地方之后呢，把这个麦田呢变成了这个样子，非常非常漂亮的一个图案。
Right, but if you don't believe in aliens, well, then maybe there's a better explanation, which is people secretly made these circles with simple tools like wood and rope.
Yeah, I think the local people do it as a way to attract visitors.
Yes, I think you're right. That seems a more reasonable explanation.
Right, 那可能是当地人呢，他们晚上偷偷摸摸呢，把这个麦田弄成这个样子，他们的目的很明确是吸引外地的游客来看这个 crop.
I think this is another explanation, maybe by nature. Yes, so the third explanation is maybe tornadoes are forming these circles.
可能是龙卷风形成了这个麦田的怪圈。So maybe these three work together. Still possible.
Well, okay, aliens, humans, and tornadoes. Well,
Yeah, many hands make light work.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, yes, yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, now, Peter, you know, I feel like laughing. How about you?
Yeah, come on. Please, Sam.
So now it's time for laughing time.
Right. Laughter is the best medicine.
That's right. So are you ready for a joke, Peter?
Yep.
Okay, here's a joke for you. There's a doctor...and a patient. Now the doctor says to the patient, Patient, you are very sick. So the patient says to the doctor, well, can I get a second opinion? So the doctor says again, Yes, you are ugly too.
Alright, 那么今天的对话提到了 doctor and the patient.
So in today's joke, we see the patient asking for a second opinion. Now, this is a very common saying when you go to the doctor.
Right.
Because if a doctor says you have something very serious, well, the doctor may not be right. So it's always very smart to get a second or maybe even a third opinion from other doctors.
我们去医院的时候呢，往往呢，医生会给你一个第一个 diagnosis。一个诊断，那么第一个诊断呢，可能会把你的病情呢说的相对的严重一些。有些病人呢会问有没有其他的可能 ，some other possibility.
Right. So maybe one doctor says, "Oh, it's nothing," but then the second doctor says, "Oh, it's very serious." So now who is right? Well, maybe need a third opinion.
所以呢，在这个对话当中的这个病人会觉得医生给出的第一个 diagnosis。觉得有问题，所以说能不能给我一个 second opinion? 您觉得还没有其他可能，那么医生给他的诊断是呢 ,you are ugly as well. 您长得还有问题 ,right?
Right. But here, second opinion doesn't mean from the same doctor.
Right.
It means from a different doctor.
A different doctor.
Yes, so that's why it's funny.
Yep. So what about riddles for today?
Okay, now it's time for a riddle. Peter, why did the man put the clock in the safe?
Safe. So safe is a noun, not an adjective.
Right. So what would safe be in Chinese?
今天的谜语里面的这个 safe, 它不是形容词而是一个名词是我们的保险柜保险箱。那么一个人把他的 clock 放到了保险箱里面。
Okay, so the question, why did the man put the clock in the safe?
Maybe the clock is very expensive, maybe it's antique.
That's not the answer.
Uh-huh.
The answer to today's riddle, why did the man put the clock in the safe, is he wanted to save time.
I don't think so. Time can be saved in the safe.
Well, that's a very common saying, right?
Right.
Save time.
Right. So what about the third riddle?
Okay, well, it's a joke. Today's third and final joke is, Peter, what do you call a bee that lives in America?
B-E-E, right?
Yes, B-E-E, the little bug. What do you call a bee that lives in America?
在美国的蜜蜂
American bee? Well, no.
Uh-huh. United States bee?
A U.S. bee.
A USB.
That's right.
I got it. So it's something for computer.
Right. So USB is something we use to store information when it comes to our computer.
那么今天这个谜底的 USB 呢跟我们说的美国的蜜蜂没有关系它是指我们的 U 盘因为念着 USB 可以翻成 American B.
That's right. A USB.Okay, now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some music. Today's music is coming from the band Radiohead, and today's song is called House of Cards. Enjoy.
I'm only your friend. I just want to be your
end of today's Youth English. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
为满足广大英语爱好者的需求，外语广播自3月1日起播出张道真自学英语节目，播出时间每天上午11点。您还可以登录外语广播网站 www.am774.com 反复收听，敬请关注。
外语广播中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am